welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, welcome back to the second hour of the World in the Window. I am Don Goldberg. I'm here with you today, along with Dr. Richard Podell in our studio and our special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater. Dr. Passwater is here, the courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company. Thank you, Solgar. We're talking about cardiovascular health and supplements that are helpful in treating and preventing cardiovascular health problems. We've been talking about fish oils, and I have a sneaky feeling that Dr. Passwater favors EPA DHA rich fish oils as the way to go. Don't ask me why I'm getting that feeling, but I think that's true. And now we're going to move on to the next supplement, and that'll be CoQ10. Dr. Passwater, what is the connection between CoQ10 and cardiovascular health?
Well, CoQ10 and heart health are usually associated with patients who already have a form of heart disease, and most of the research has been done in the area of people with cardiac failure, that is, the heart is inefficient in pumping. As far as preventing heart disease, it's just a, and I should also say it helps in the formation of ATP to energize the heart. So it's more in the rhythm and the functioning of the heart itself. But as far as prevention of cardiovascular disease, it's also an antioxidant that helps prevent some of these reactions that eventually leads to inflammation. So it has a use for prevention, but it has a bigger use for those with cardiac failure, but it has even bigger use for those people who are on the statin drugs to lower their blood cholesterol. The connection here is that the statin drugs also reduce the production within the body of coenzyme Q10 for many purposes, including energy in the body to make thousands and thousands and thousands of reactions occur. So if you start taking statin drugs to lower your production of cholesterol, and you end up lowering the energy available to the body for thousands and thousands of reactions, it's not a good thing. You can lead to side effects or some serious side effects. So what is recommended by many, including myself from a biochemical point of view, that anyone taking statins should consider taking coenzyme Q10 to help replenish that the statins interfere with.
Now, I was just looking, Dr. Passwater, at the Health Notes, which is a sort of a well-respected, moderately conservative reference source, and I looked up CoQ10, and I find it interesting. Here are the conditions that they list relating to various aspects of cardiovascular disease. They list angina, they list heart attack, they list high blood pressure, they list cardiomyopathy, they list congestive heart failure. Let's see, anything else regarding heart? No. So it certainly does seem to have a strong relationship. And folks, you know, you've heard us mentioning, I'm going to plug one of the sales we have in effect. CoQ10, we now have, you know, Holgar has about every kind of CoQ10 you can imagine, from ubiquinone to ubiquinol to this potency, that potency, a dry, the oil base, whatever. But they have some dual packs of CoQ10 that we're featuring as part of our 100-year anniversary for the fantastic discount of 75% off list price. Let me just kind of run down. CoQ10 100 milligram, CoQ10 120 milligram, CoQ10 200 milligram, and a 400 milligram. All of those potencies are on sale right now at Wilner Chemist at the equivalent of 75% off list price. How's that for a deal? Okay. All right. So
is that a rhetorical question?
That's a rhetorical. Well, you're welcome to offer.
It's a great deal.
You know, read my lips. How's that for a deal?
Okay.
Now, I guess the one question, Dr. Passwater, and you're a bit of an expert on this, you know, you mentioned there is that one of the reasons CoQ10 is helpful is its antioxidant function. But that's not, of course, the only reason that CoQ10 is so important. When it comes to the question of regular CoQ10 or ubiquinone versus ubiquinol, is it really any reason why somebody whose primary concern is heart disease couldn't do quite well with just one of the straight CoQ10 products?
We haven't seen any reason to verify that statement. There's a couple animal studies that show an advantage, but the animals that they used were rodents, and rodents don't utilize CoQ10. So they were looking at merely an antioxidant effect. The point is, the body goes back and forth between the two forms in many places, many compartments. The food that we eat has the oxidized form. That's the standard CoQ10 ubiquinone, because that's what happens when things are exposed to air. They oxidize. No matter what you eat, when it gets in the stomach, it's going to be further oxidized due to the gastric fluids. Even if you put it in as the reduced form, right away it's going to start oxidizing to the oxidized form. Now, the body doesn't prefer to transport CoQ10 as the oxidized form. It prefers to reduce it. So once the absorption process is underway, the body converts any form that you take in into the reduced form, ubiquinol. Then when it gets to the membranes and into the inner membrane where it's going to be utilized for energy production, it's going to be converted back and forth trillions of times a second between the oxidized and reduced form, and in between going through a semi-quinone form, which is midway, and it's dependent on this interconversion.
Right. So as many, you know, those of you with a chemistry background, you remember the redox reactions, oxidation reduction. And as Dr. Passwater is pointing out, it converts, you know, from one to the other as the environment dictates. So it's interconvertible once it gets into the body. And that's why I think taking advantage of the deals we have now on the CoQ10 from Solgar is an excellent opportunity, even for those of you who are using it therapeutically with heart disease. Okay, shall we move on to the next one, Dr. Passwater?
Let's go to... Don, yeah. Can I add in that what is really important is to, if you do have a heart problem, is to check with your physician and get the measurement made of how much is in your blood. It's not it's not just what you put in your mouth, what the strength is. As you notice, we have many, many doses for it. But what is important is how much gets absorbed and transported in the blood. And you should really define out if you're getting enough is to have your physician make a blood measurement for coenzyme Q10.
All right. Well, Dr. Podell, how easy is that going to be to get done with most physicians?
Well, nothing is easily done unless you have a detail rep that goes to the office or adds in the medical journals.
So, well, what should they ask for? What would a patient ask their doctor? Measure my CoQ10?
Yeah, well, that's all they have to do. In other words, there are, around my way, there are three major labs. Quest, BioReference, and LabCorp. They all offer it. But the tech won't necessarily know that they offer it, so it'd be good to call them ahead. The doctor can write it on a prescription pad, but then you want to call the tech ahead of time if it's not in the doctor's office, because they're going to have to look up how you do it. I think it's a frozen specimen in my office. I use BioReference Lab. Once they get used to it, it'll be easy.
Well, with the way the weather's been out here on the east for the past few weeks, a frozen specimen wouldn't be
easy. It's easy, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that's a good point. Thank you, Dr. Pierce-Water. Let's move on to a very interesting nutrient, carnitine, and let's look at why carnitine is important for those. Oops. You know what? Time is just going by. We're having so much fun. Maybe before we get to carnitine and the glycine propionyl L-carnitine, we will take a little break so that we don't have to be interrupted in our discussion.
So I'll go down and shovel the walk in the meantime.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I just don't become a frozen specimen, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, the number... No. I don't want to give the phone number here. We're having too much fun with these topics. This is Don Goldberg.
And this is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're here with Dr. Richard Passwater, courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Okay, now, you don't find many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business for that long must mean that they're doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this year is our 100th anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all of this while offering some of the best discounts you will find anywhere. To celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discounts all throughout the year. These anniversary discounts will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products that are from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, Wilner.com, for both the regular winter sale discounts as well as these special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything that we have going this year. As I said, we're in the process of setting up some seminars, and we'll be publishing that in the next catalog that comes out. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, www.wilner.com, by telephone, 1-800-633-1106, or in the store. Now, while you're on the website, wilner.com, by the way, be sure to enter our drawings for the free prizes and check out all of the informative articles, reference material, and audio files of previous previous radio shows. You can look up product prices and even place your orders on the website as well. Once again, www.wilner.com. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals, will get back to our discussion in just a moment.
Clinically proven BioSil, the real scientific solution to having thicker, stronger, more healthy looking hair permanently. Johan Briquet, MD.
Thick, strong, and shiny hair, that's exactly what BioSil has to offer. In a landmark clinical trial, women taking BioSil increased their hair thickness and hair strength by a full 13%. But what causes these dramatic effects? Cells deep in the skin producing collagen are called fibroblasts. BioSil stimulates these cells to generate more collagen. More collagen in the skin means a better blood circulation and an increased flow of essential nutrients for the hair root. After only a few months, you will notice it, your friends will too, and certainly your hairdresser.
With clinically proven BioSil, you can now have thick hair, 12.8%, strong hair, 13.1%, shiny, healthy-looking hair. To discover more about BioSil's advanced collagen generators, please visit our website at www.biosilusa.com.
Do you have mushroom wisdom? In Asia, medicinal mushrooms are relied upon for their unique ability to promote health and well-being. Now, Mushroom Wisdom brings the immunity-boosting benefits of maitake mushrooms to your everyday healthy lifestyle in maitake defraction supplements. Defraction is a proprietary compound largely responsible for maitake's immune support benefits. Mushroom Wisdom extracts defraction from the purest maitake mushrooms, grown in a pristine environment free of pesticides and fertilizers, and brings it to you in defraction tablets, capsules, and tincture. Mushroom Wisdom introduced maitake extract to America nearly 20 years ago. Its maitake defraction supplements are now relied upon by a large number of healthcare professionals and consumers for ultimate immune support, and defraction has been used in numerous cancer studies at leading university medical centers. Experience the immune-boosting properties of Mushroom Wisdom maitake defraction supplements.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back again, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to the Wilner Window. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Dr. Richard Passwater. Dr. Passwater is here by through the courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company. Okay, I wanted to move on now to carnitine. Dr. Passwater, what's the connection between carnitine and cardiovascular health?
There are two main connections, Don. The first stems, I guess we've all been educated by Dr. Steven Sinatra as part of his important four, that carnitine is needed to make energy from fats in the heart itself, so it can make ATP to keep your heart beating properly. But also, we now know that it's involved in the protection of the arteries themselves. The endothelium of the inner lining is dependent on functioning through producing energy, and carnitine is helpful there. So to answer your question, it's important for the heartbeat, and it's important for the health of the artery lining.
Okay. Now, technically, from my understanding of the biochemistry involved, carnitine is basically involved in the transport of free fatty acids or triglycerides across the cell membrane into the cell, right? And then it kind of feeds the mitochondria for energy?
Yeah, it takes beta oxidation of the cells to produce a higher amount of energy, the ATP, that the heart needs.
Now, there's different forms of carnitine, and I think it can be confusing to people sometimes as to which form they should be buying. There's plain carnitine, both in a solid form and a liquid form. There's acetyl L-carnitine. There's a form called GPLC. The GPLC, the glycine propionyl L-carnitine, I believe that's the form that is most often found in muscle tissue, and of course, heart is muscle tissue. So does that mean the GPLC might be a little bit more appropriate for people with cardiovascular disease?
That's true. That's very true. Now, your body can convert some of the preform L-carnitine into the glycine propionyl L-carnitine, but it's more efficient to take it as a supplement.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, a Solgar has a product that I like. When it comes to a carnitine, which I like to do in other things too, I like a blend, you know, something that gives you a mixture of the various forms of these things. The same thing when we're talking about carotenoids, for example. I like these products that have blends of the various carotenoids. Well, Solgar has a product called Carnitine Complex. And Carnitine Complex has a mixture of carnitine as the fumarate, acetyl L-carnitine, and the GPLC. So for me, the easy way out is to take this nice blend, the Carnitine Complex from Solgar. Do you see any downside of that approach, either of you two?
I don't see any.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. It's good. You're very wise in your selection of multiple sources of nutrients, because if your particular body, due to biochemical individuality, has a problem with a genetic, you have a single nucleotide polymorphism that prevents a certain set of reaction, you can get around it by having another source of the nutrient. So having multiple sources of the same basic nutrients is always a good idea. In this case, you're getting acetyl L-carnitine, which is preferentially transported into the brain, and you're getting the GPLC, which is very effective in the muscles, and you're getting the L-carnitine to follow whatever pathways it must to do its various jobs. So it's a good, solid approach, I think.
If you're implying that I have a single nucleotide polymorphism, we're going to have to go out back and settle this man to man, okay?
Well, you just told me it's cold up there. I'm not going outside.
Actually, let me ask a question on carnitine. We know that statin drugs lower coenzyme Q, and there's even a little bit of evidence that you can prevent that or help that if you give extra coenzyme Q. But at least in my hands, it's very rare that somebody who gets muscle pain from statins really responds to coenzyme Q. What I wonder is, would other nutrients such as carnitine likely be useful in that setting?
Interesting question. I haven't seen any studies myself that would answer that. I would go back to blood levels of CoQ10, and where in the past we settled for 2 as being a good number, I would try to say I would suggest to get people's blood levels up to 3.5.
Okay. We'll try that.
All right. It is once again time for a short break. We will return in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, start, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemists locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Time for a check on the traffic.
Outbound George Washington Bridge, slow traffic on the lower deck. On the Jersey side, there's an accident being cleared. Upper deck doing just fine. Inbound side of the upper deck just fine as well. And the lower deck into the cash tolls got a little congestion for you. Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, no delays to speak of. Deegan northbound at 230th Street, a crash. Left lane will be blocked off. BQE northbound side, Metropolitan Avenue, right on up and towards McGinnis-Humboldt Street. You're crawling along with an accident. Left lane will be blocked. Elsewhere, though, in the five boroughs, not seeing any major delays for you. Heading into Westchester County on the New England Thruway, northbound side before exit 16, there is an accident being cleared. Over on the New York State Thruway, everything okay. No problems getting across the Tappan Zee Bridge. Traveling in the Garden State, on the Garden State Parkway, southbound side, heading into exit 143A, slow traffic. We've got an accident and things will be very congested. Alternate side of the street parking rules back in effect tomorrow, as well as meter rules. I'm Bill Powers, WOR Traffic.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Are you waking up each day to the life you have to live or to the life you want to live? Better health shouldn't be left to chance. Smart choices to living longer and stronger include making Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract a part of your daily routine. For years, medical researchers have recommended adding Kyolic to the diet as a powerful tool to enhancing overall heart and immune health. Recent clinical studies at UCLA Medical Center using Kyolic suggest that garlic may slow plaque formation in the arteries and support healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels. Previous research also shows Kyolic may enhance your immune system defenses. Kyolic is organic, odorless, and the only antioxidant garlic supplement available worldwide. Maintaining a healthier you could extend your life. Your wellness begins with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com, that's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Okay, welcome back again. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Dr. Richard Passwater. Dr. Passwater is here courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company. We'll get back to our discussion. I just want to alert you once again to the sales we have in effect at Wilner Chemists. the 100-year anniversary sales. Especially, I want to talk to you about the CoQ10 supplements from Solgar that I mentioned earlier. We have 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, and 400 milligram CoQ10 from Solgar on sale at 75% off list price. Wow, what a deal. Okay. All right. Now, Dr. Passwater, I have magnesium on my list, but if it's okay with you, I'd like to skip on to a couple other ones because we're going to run out of time here, and I want to cover some of these more. You know, we've talked about magnesium in the past. What about D-ribose? You mentioned D-ribose. What's the story with D-ribose and heart disease?
Well, again, there's a theory proposed by Dr. Sinatra that most of the heart diseases are regarded as congestive heart failure or just a regular damaged infarct. The heart produces less ATP for energy than what it would need to optimally function. So D-ribose is a nutrient that can aid the body in making the energy compound ATP. So it helps energize the heart. Athletes use it because it helps muscles all through the body produce energy, but cardiologists are beginning to use it because it helps supply the heart with the optimal amount of energy so that it's not just limping along, and it helps maintain the heartbeat because of that.
Okay, well, so how do you use it? Do you take it several times a day? How much do you take? You know, what's the suggested dosage?
Well, about a gram to 5 grams, depending on the severity of the disease or whether or not you're an Olympic athlete or not. I would say as a minimum, 1,000 milligrams, which is 1 gram. And you can take it in powder form, mix it in with beverages, or you can take it by a tablet.
Well, I see Solgar has it, of course, in powder, and the Solgar also has it as a chewable wafer. It looks like each wafer has a little bit over 1 gram, 1.2 grams, something like that.
Yeah. If you're out on the golf course or participating in a baseball game or something, it's convenient to carry something that's chewable.
Now, do you take it with meals? Do you take it between meals, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so you could take one wafer or one dose two or three times a day, just as a routine supplement if you have heart disease.
That's what Dr. Sinatra has found to be so, and I find support for that.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, let's see if we can move on. Pycnogenol. Pycnogenol, of course, is the flavonoid rich or anthocyanin rich material from the pine bark. Some people have felt there are some alternatives, such as the grapeseed, grape skin type products. What's the connection between pycnogenol and heart disease?
Well, I can speak for pycnogenol because it's been clinically studied, and it is a reproducible formulation, whereas some of the alternatives may have some of the benefits because they may have some of the same compounds. But what has clinically been studied and reported in the literature and hundreds of studies now, millions of dollars worth of testing, is that pycnogenol has two functions. One is very much like the benefits of the EPA and DHA, and that it is anti-clotting and it's anti-inflammatory. So it's a good partner to go along with the fish oil.
Yeah, you know, that's a good, you know, you say it's a good partner. I think another point that we should make, and actually I think you did touch on this earlier, is that, you know, we're not looking at any one of these supplements or any one of these nutrients as the answer to heart disease. They really work best when you take them together. Is that correct?
Don, you hit the nail on the head. This is why I object so much to the cholesterol people's focus on only one component. And I think everybody now knows that heart disease is multifactorial. And if you're going to focus everything on one area and that happens not to be the right area, you've lost the game. Now, most scientists today, and this is published in Circulation, the journal of the American Heart Association, that heart disease is primarily caused by inflammation. But inflammation of the arteries can have several causes. So there are several things you have to look at. What I like to look at is, first, you can't really have a you can have spasms or a fibrillation, but most heart attacks are involving a blood clot. So we look at anti-clotting nutrients. And all cardiovascular disease is caused by a disease of the artery itself. So we look at things that protect arterial health. And then thirdly, but not least important, but least productive nutritionally, is you look at what maintains the beat and rhythm of the heart. So there's many, many nutrients that are involved in this. Some of them at one of those three, many of them at two of those factors. And anti-clotting and anti-inflammation is a very good line of protection, and there are many nutrients that will address these.
Okay, now you mentioned rhythm. You know, we didn't discuss magnesium, but I think that's probably one area where the magnesium would come into play.
Exactly.
But you mentioned clotting, and that's, you know, that leads to another nutrient that I think is very confusing to so many people. I've had people ask me questions, and it's very difficult to explain to them why you can take a nutrient, and I'm talking now about vitamin K or vitamin K2, why you would want to take a nutrient that in their minds causes clots, you know, if you're trying to treat or prevent heart disease. Can you help people understand what the role of vitamin K or K2 is relative to heart disease?
Well, that's a very interesting paradox you bring up. Vitamin K is known for coagulation, and this involves a clotting mechanism. But the interesting thing is vitamin K2 is very effective in forming compounds in the body to help direct calcium into the right place. So for the moment we're talking about blood clots causing heart disease, and look for the moment that we're talking about protecting arterial health. So K2, which is involved in activating a protein, is called MGP, or the matrix GLA protein. This helps deposit calcium into bones and improve bone mineral density, but it also protects the arteries by rejecting calcium from entering into arterial deposits and causing hardening of the arteries or arteriosclerosis. So it K2 puts calcium in the right place, puts it in the bones, keeps it out of the artery, and yes, vitamin K is involved in coagulation, but that's not what initiates the blood clot. The body must keep a balance. We don't want to bleed to death, so we have to maintain enough resources that a body can form a clot where it's needed, but we don't want it formed in the narrowing of the coronary arteries or in the brain to cause a heart attack or a stroke.
Now, let me add something to that. As Dr. Passwater, I'm sure, knows, there are at least animal studies, I'm not sure if human studies, that show that when you put an animal on Coumadin, the anticoagulant, that blocks vitamin K metabolism, they develop calcification on the heart valves and in the arteries. So not enough vitamin K is maybe actually a significant cause of heart disease.
Yeah, they've done some studies with K2 where they use Coumadin to get K-deficient rats to make their studies, and then they add back in K2 to see what the effect is.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think people have a hard time understanding that the key word is balance. You know, like you said, Dr. Passwater, you don't want to bleed to death. You know, a coagulation is a two-edged sword, so to speak. If you cut yourself, or if you have a, you know, something where there, or you'll start bleeding either inside, outside, any place. If your blood doesn't clot, you're going to bleed to death. So you know, you can't totally write off the importance of the proper balance of things that, on the one hand, will prevent the blood from being too thin or not clotting, and things, on the other hand, which will make it too thick or make it clot too quickly. So it's the balance,
yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
He said it's a balance. I want to ask a question, which is, how do you get vitamin K2 in your diet? And I don't know what every listener realizes, that most vitamin K is vitamin K1, and you get that out of, I guess, vegetables and fruits and such.
Yeah, leafy greens. It's attached to the chloroplast.
Yeah. Now, what about K2?
Well, I don't get much of my natural diet, unfortunately. K2 is present in fermented foods such as cheese, sauerkraut. And the Japanese get a lot in a soybean fermented product called natto.
How about beer?
I really don't know what the K2.
I think it'd be worth experimenting on that, Dr. Puddell. You want to work up an experiment?
My labs won't measure K2. They'll measure vitamin K total.
Well, we know that. Yeah, we'll worry about that. We'll drink
that
a few
later.
Heineken. Yeah, we'll drink a few Heinekens or some Guinness or something, and then we'll prick our finger and do our own little.
So the bottom line, this is an area, one of the several areas where supplements are probably better than food.
To me, it is. I depend on supplementation
for
my K2.
Beer. Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. Maybe when we come back, we're going to jump to because I want to make sure that Dr. Passwater gets a chance to talk about a particular trace mineral that he has a very intimate relationship with, selenium. And we'll do that right after this next break. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Dr. Richard Passwater, courtesy of Solgar Vitamins. We'll be back in just a moment.
It's easy to forget about your digestive system when things are going well. But when bloating, cramps, and heartburn kick in, it can feel as though digestive distress has taken over your entire body, if not your life. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus offers a complete flora-balancing probiotic system, which is essential for optimum digestive health. Probiotics are friendly bacteria that live in your intestinal tract. They actually make some of our vitamins, maintain healthy digestive pH, support regularity, and help us digest food. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 carefully selected strains of lactic acid bacteria. Not all probiotics are the same, so when choosing a probiotic, make sure it is Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, ageless trans-resveratrol. Resveratrol is a natural occurring polyphenol found in grapes and Japanese knotweed. It has long been associated with the French paradox, which is the surprisingly low incidence of cardiovascular disease in France, where consumption of resveratrol-rich red wine and a high-fat diet is commonplace. Blue Bonnet's ageless trans-resveratrol provides the more stable, active trans-isomer from red wine extract and Japanese knotweed in three potencies, 100, 250, and 500 milligrams. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose ageless trans-resveratrol, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's ageless trans-resveratrol, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemists. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back again. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and with Dr. Richard Passwater. Before we get back to our discussion, just want to tell you that this portion of The World in the Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. And the full New Chapter line is currently on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists. Okay, Dr. Passwater, there's a couple, you know, I wish we had more time. This is, you know, we're learning so much with you today. We have two things that I'd like to try to cover in this last segment. One is, are those nutrients involved in homocysteine metabolism? But the other, as I mentioned, there's a certain trace mineral that you, I think, have a long history with that is involved in heart disease. What am I talking about?
Obviously, selenium, one of my favorite compounds.
I thought you might like that.
Elements. Selenium biochemistry is very difficult, and I'm glad you mentioned it with heart disease, but I'm noticing your trend of bringing up these nutrients. It's almost in an order where we're going to, where we start with very dramatic, very compelling evidence with fish oil, where we're getting 80 and 90% reduction in sudden deaths and heart attack deaths, down towards where the studies aren't as strong. And the link to heart disease and selenium is contentious, to say the least. There are studies that show that it is protective against heart disease, and most of the thinking has been that if it is protective, and it's not certain that it is, but if it is protective, it's probably through antioxidant enzymes called selenoprotein, and it's reducing damage to the arteries, reducing inflammation, reducing oxidation of LDL cholesterol, a number of things it could be doing, but we really don't have hard evidence. But what intrigues me about it is that there's a lot of a selenoprotein that we don't know anything about. We don't know much about it, I should say, except that it's concentrated in muscles, and particularly the heart, which is a muscle. And there must be a function for it, and because there are some studies that show a relationship, even though it's not a strong relationship, even though there are studies that are conflicting, I feel that it should be mentioned when we're talking about complete protection. I think we should make sure that we get adequate selenium in our diet, not only for protection against cancer, but for protection against heart disease.
Well, now, there are some, you know, Solgar, of course, has selenium products, but they also have a mixture of selenium and vitamin E. And I know that there are some conditions where that particular combination has been thought to be especially helpful. Does that apply to heart disease, or was that more relative to various types of cancer, prostate cancer, things of that sort?
No, I think it's across the board. When I first started studying selenium, I knew it as a factor called factor 3 that was associated with deficiencies of vitamin E in animals. And from this association, since the beginning, it's always been found that vitamin E and selenium have always worked well together as good partners. So when we're talking about cancer prevention, we can talk about specific forms of selenium as a nutrient that are more effective than others. But when we're talking about general nutrition and also talking about heart disease, I would say any of the basic nutrient forms of selenium, and of course, take it with vitamin E.
Okay, good. We'll have to talk about that more the next time you're on the show. Okay, the last thing that I want to make sure that we cover is this little group of nutrients, the B6, B12, and folic acid, which it is, of course, associated with homocysteine. I believe Solgar has the product that I like to recommend called Homocysteine Modulators that has a blend of those three. But the story about homocysteine has become a little bit muddied recently. You know, it's this chicken versus the egg type thing. What is the current? You know, what is your current thinking about the importance of B6, B12, and folic acid, homocysteine, relative to heart disease?
Well, I don't think much has really changed since Kilmer McCauley, Dr. McCauley, was pointing out the strong relationship between homocysteine, which is forms in the body as a result of deficiency of those three B vitamins you mentioned. There have been studies and there have been poor studies. What is going on is that it is the homocysteine is a causative factor. It's corrosive to the artery lining. So you really don't need the artery to be attacked by homocysteine. And the way to reduce that is by B6, B12, and folic acid. Now, some people don't respond. You were insulted a little while ago when I was talking about single nucleotide polymorphisms, otherwise known as SNPs. There's always 30 to 40% of the population, a large segment, has the same genetic defect that causes the chemistry to have to go a different direction. And I would say in those studies, if they look at the SNPs, they will probably see that there's a relationship that the people who don't respond to B6, B12, and folic acid is because they can convert folic acid into methylfolate, 7-methylfolate. That is the active form that prevents the damage that leads to homocysteine. For these people, they should take a compound, a nutrient called methylfolate, and they don't have to do any conversion. Now, let those results, people who run studies showing little result, let them go back and run it again with B6, B12, and methylfolate.
Okay. Well, and maybe Dr. Podell can comment on this. I thought that what has, I think, changed is what's come up is the question is elevated homocysteine a cause of heart disease, or is a heart disease, is the homocysteine just the result of the heart disease?
That's one of the arguments. The bottom line, for the way I read it, is that the homocysteine theory, which I really was enthusiastic about, has been a disappointment. And I think all the decent, large population double-blind studies have shown that, yes, you can lower homocysteine, but that there was no advantage in terms of heart disease. So, you know, so while homocysteine sounds like it ought to be bad, I think the current thinking is it's a marker. Having high homocysteine is not good, but lowering it doesn't seem to do the job.
I still see some studies implying that it's corrosive in the artery. So I guess we need some more studies.
It is toxic to the artery. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of these things, I think, that it doesn't hurt to address it, but let's not treat it like it's the Holy Grail and get overly caught up in that. Okay, as you folks can tell by the music, it's time for us to pause one more time.
know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone? You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, well, it looks as if it's time for us to wind things down for this week. This portion of The World in a Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth. And the full New Chapter line is now on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists. I want to thank Dr. Passwater for being here today. I want to thank Solgar for making that possible. We had a great show. I want to thank Noah and Ira in the control room. I want to invite you to visit us at either of our Wilner Chemist stores, the one in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window, brought to you by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.